This headline, could lowering blood pressure stop dementia?
Like, this is one of those studies that is asking a very straightforward question. Given the rates of dementia that we're seeing and the anticipation that in the next 20 to 30 years, as boomers get older, we are going to be seeing much more Alzheimer's type dementia and vascular dementias, question is, will lowering blood pressure for people who have slightly elevated blood pressure or even relatively normal blood pressures, will it help reduce the risk of development of this disease? That's the only question that the National Institutes of Health is asking in their SPRINT study called the Systolic Blood Pressure Intervention Trial. They're going to look at 7,500 people, age 55 and over, and followed for a minimum of 4 years. These people will have in two arms of the study. One will have their blood pressures kept at around just under 140 over 90, which is what you try to do for people who have high blood pressure. For diabetes, it's a little bit lower. It's 130 over 80. And what they will do for the other group is try to reduce that blood pressure to less than 120 and try and keep that there for that time that they're looking at those patients. All we have right now is an assumption that lowering blood pressure reduces the risk of Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, but it's only an association. There's no specific link. There's only one trial that actually showed that if you lowered people's blood pressure, it reduced the amount of dementia. But no one really knows at the moment whether treating high blood pressure will lower the odds of the dementia. So with these two groups, they're starting recruiting now in the U.S. With these two groups, they're going to follow blood pressure, make sure that it's very tightly controlled for both groups, and be able to see over time whether it will reduce the risk. The importance of this study is that it's fairly easy to reduce blood pressure for most people. It's a very simple intervention. It doesn't require very much technology to do. It's very easy to monitor. And if you can do this, and it does show that it lowers the risk of dementias, even by 10 or 20%, that reduces the burden of care on our system, for families by a tremendous amount. So it's a study to watch. They're starting it now, and we should have the answer in about 4 or 5 years from now.
Thank you, doctor.
Very welcome, Steve.